Hey guys, what's going on? It's Selena. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, and I hope everyone enjoyed their Mother's Day. Today's topic is basically we're talking about we're talking about abandonment issues coming from being a foster child. Or being a child whose parents died at a young age, passed away at a young age, or just simply was neglected, you know? So these are this is a topic, and a lot of people I think I want to say suffer from that, but also fall victim to that. It's funny how some people take to that as adversity and how it builds them or how it breaks others. So, first, I want to talk about the fact that I wanted to speak about this because there have been so many people. An amazing number of people that I've met within the last 3 months. I mean, that's not just to say it only been in 3 months. I've been experiencing this all of my life. You know, a lot of people that I've come in contact with were foster children, you know, and children that whose parents passed away at a young age. And, you know, another thing too was my grandmother was a foster parent. You know, she kept kids, and, you know, the one thing that she told me, and this is, you know, something that I want everyone to hear, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I've witnessed this throughout my life experience with coming across people who are, you know, basically foster kids. I don't know. I wish there was a word I could use that embodied or encompassed or was like an umbrella for all of those situations. Like people who are, you know, foster children. And like I said, people whose parents passed away when they were very young. Now I'm even thinking about it. I'm like, wow. I think my great-grandmother's parents both passed away when she was like a baby. And I'm just thinking to myself, it's like, wow, as I'm speaking. And we used to call her mom. We still call her Mom Bird. Rest in peace. But so I've been meeting these people a lot as of lately. And it's been kind of like coming to me. But my grandmother said to me, she said that I'll say we. I'm going to say we. I'm not going to separate them or make it seem like they're separated from myself, because there's something that there's a commonality. Both my parents are living. We'll get on my situation later. But right now, it's what my grandmother explained to me is that they have a lot of social issues or have a hard time coping in society. As far as, you know, situations like, you know, not wanting to get close to people and, you know, feeling like, you know, they have to abandon you before you abandon them. And, you know what I'm saying? Like just social awkwardness and having trouble feeling comfortable in certain settings and, you know, things of that nature. And I see it. I witness it. Like, it is so crazy because at my age, which I'm not going to tell at this point in time, I meet grown people. I've been meeting grown people who are around my age. But see, I have a very nurturing personality. I like to help people. I like to do things for people. That's just, you know, who I am. And I've been noticing that these men, and I say this much because it has been a lot of men. It has not been, I haven't really, well, I can't say I haven't had any females, but it's been 90%, 99.9% men. And they turn to little babies. You know what I'm saying? They turn into little babies to me. And it's like, I'm not faulting them for that or talking down on them about that, but it's just so funny to see the common denominators and the commonalities that they all share, but they're so different people. Totally, totally, completely different people, completely different personalities. But when it comes to these certain points or aspects of coping and aspects of the way they express themselves, have all been very, very similar. And like one, for example, feeling as though taking everything personal. You know, if I say I got a phone call right now. I can't talk at the moment. This phone call is really important. Instead of saying, okay, you know, taking it for what it is, you know, to take it personal. Oh, she doesn't want to talk to me. She, what did I do? And you know what I'm saying? And it's not that. And they always feel like there's the blame, okay, to blame themselves or someone's blaming them for something. And it's just very amazing to me, these commonalities. But now my question is, why? Why am I coming across these people like this? What am I supposed to do with this information? So that's why I want to kind of get on here and talk about it. And I would love for some feedback, love to have some feedback from you guys. That would be awesome. You know, and please, I was trying to have this conversation with one guy who was a foster child. And his mother, let me keep my language, all right. He got so offended and, you know, well, I don't like to be prejudged and put into a box and all this thing. I'm like, I'm never the one to judge anybody. That's not my thing. That's just not how I roll, you know, and I'm definitely not putting anybody in a box. I speak clearly and heavily about not putting yourself in a box in one of my episodes. So that's not me, you know, but again, I do notice these commonalities and are these same, you know, common denominators between these people. Like, this guy had to be, you know, since we have to be the center of attention, you know, we like us all focus on us, you know, not all the time, but you know, and see, the thing about it is sometimes people take the attention in a way that you wouldn't look at it like, oh, they got all of the focus on them. Like, it could be something purposely done, like, I don't know, breaking the toilet or something, and you know, or breaking the toilet seat or something that's like everyone's talking about it. They might not be talking directly about you, but it's something about that person, what they did, you know, so the whole crowd is talking about them. They might not even be there any longer, but that's how they kind of get all the focus on them. Little stuff like that. And it could be something like that, or it could be something just as simple as, you know, being in the middle of the club and killing the dance floor, you know, something, whatever. But it's those are things like that. And what else did I notice? That, you know, when they ask you to do something, they want you to do it right then and there. Like, stop whatever you're doing and do it right then and there, or they're going to be taking it so personal. You know, and I noticed how they, you know, how they fought for my attention. If I've had a couple of them in the same room together, I noticed that, how they, you know, things, material things. Some of them are very, you know, very, very giving that I've come across. And some of them have been very, like, the complete opposite. Like, mine, this is mine. You know what I'm saying? Like, no one's going to take anything else away from me. And I'm like, what is this? This is a thing. Like, it's something to this. And I don't know. I really would like a lot of you guys' feedback. I would like to, because it's so prevalent in my life. It's been so prevalent. And it's so, like, smack in my face. Like, so, like, anybody knew that I've met in these last months. Then the parents have passed away at the same age of 5. I met, like, 3 guys that both, I mean, all their parents passed away at the age of 5. You know, it's like, I don't know. And then again, you know, I see some of them that are very successful, but I also see a lot of them who are, you know, kind of out here, like, lost, you know, with no direction and, you know, really nobody even to that really has their back. I mean, don't get me wrong, they have the grandparents. A lot of times the grandparents are there. But again, like, it's just, then of course Mother's Day comes around and you see some of them, certain ones, they act up even more. Don't even realize how they acting up, but I know it's because they don't have their mom, you know. And it's like, I noticed with in my family how I actually have, it's me, I have a stepsister and 2, I think it will be called half sisters. We don't have the same father, but we do have the same mother. So those are my sisters. But then I have the my mother's new husband. Follow me, guys. My mother's new husband came in with, well, met my mother with already having a daughter. And my mom met him already having myself as well. So me and her are the older ones and the stepsisters. When they got together, there were 2 more that they put together, that they created themselves. Okay? So those 2 sisters are so I mean, one of them is actually this close to being a millionaire. Shout out to Mecca Dave of Dave Fit. That is my little sister. That's my baby sister. You guys go check her out. She has a workout fitness plan that is awesome. It has proven results and is backed by so many. Okay. So there's that, and I'm so proud of her. But yeah, and I noticed how well they're doing, and their upbringing has been a little different. And by them having both their parents, I feel like, you know, they kind of gave them a head, like an edge on life. Like, you know what I'm saying? Not an edge, but like a good way to start. You know what I'm saying? Coming up in a home that was solid, you know, with a solid foundation, opposed from a broken home or what do you call it? What is they? It's called or growing up in a dysfunction, you know, in a lot of dysfunction. Don't get me wrong. We had dysfunction in our household, of course, but it was our dysfunction. It wasn't, you know, dysfunction of someone that you just met, and you know what I'm saying? Or someone, you know, you follow where I'm going. It wasn't that dysfunctional at all. It was just, you know, regular stuff to me. I think that families go through. It wasn't anything extra detrimental for them. But I see the difference in their upbringing, and see the difference in how successful they are in their lives. Apart from me and my stepsister, you know, don't get me wrong. You know, we're doing our thing, her and I both. We're very independent. That's another thing too. We're very independent. We don't ask our parents for anything. But at the same time, even the line of work is like way, way different. You know what I'm saying? And it's just, you know, you see the difference in trying to seek out a certain type of attention that you're not getting from the ones you want it from, and finding it in the wrong places. You know how that story goes. But again, like I said, I thank you guys for listening. I'm gonna try to wrap this up now. But I would love to hear from you guys. I really would love to hear from you guys, and give me some feedback on what you think, your opinions. I would love to have a couple callers of foster children themselves and tell me what they think about this podcast and what it means to them, you know. All right, guys, I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening, giving me opportunity, and taking some of your time up into your life. Okay. I'm going to try to post this on YouTube, just the audio. So you guys, just stick around and stay tuned. I'm sorry for taking so long to get put something up there for you guys, but I just, you know, life is going on. So I'll talk to you guys later. Stay safe, guys.